This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. In Massachusetts, the vast majority of coronavirus deaths have involved people 70 years and older. Some of the biggest outbreaks have been in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. But far less attention has been paid to the state's public housing residents. Two-thirds of them are seniors or people with disabilities. As Massachusetts prepares to reopen, public housing authorities worry they could be the next hotspots. WBUR's Amelia Mason reports.
A few weeks ago, Susan Bonner noticed some new signs in her building, urging residents to wear masks.
Except that we didn't all have masks yet at that time.
Bonner, who's 78, lives in a senior public housing development in Nahant. She's also one of the town's housing commissioners. Bonner says eventually the residents all got masks, but it took some doing.
Some people got a number of them and gave them out, and then the housing authority went next door to the police station and was given enough for the rest of the seniors.
This is what it's been like for Massachusetts public housing authorities since the lockdown began. Even small things like getting masks demand ingenuity. The state's 200-plus public housing authorities are an eclectic mix, with everything from high-rises to houses, and a mishmash of federal and state funding. Some of the smallest housing authorities don't even have full-time staff. The majority of residents are seniors or people with disabilities. Many are essential workers, and all those factors make them more vulnerable to the virus.
My biggest worry is that we end up with a cluster somewhere, and that we end up with it in an elderly site or a congregate building, somewhere that it could spread fairly quickly.
That's Colleen Doherty, the director of the Taunton and Stoughton Housing Authorities. So far, Doherty knows of only 12 cases and two deaths among her 1,200 residents. And as of May 13th, there were fewer than 400 known coronavirus cases across the state's roughly 83,000 public housing units. But that number may be underestimated. The state has not offered widespread testing and instead relies on local housing authorities to report cases. Many depend on residents to self-report.
We call our residents every week to kind of say, how are you feeling? And some will say to us, you know, I've tested positive, or I'm going to get a test. I don't feel good.
Doherty says she's been working with the state to figure out best practices. Community gathering spaces have been closed, visitors are limited, and residents are isolating. That can be difficult for people who can't afford to stockpile supplies. Doherty remembers getting a call from an older resident.
And he was so uncomfortable because he didn't have toilet paper, was using other things. It's like, what is this? Like, where are we? You don't even feel for a minute like you're in America.
Despite supply shortages in a vulnerable population, public housing authorities like Doherty's seem to have kept the virus at bay. But she reckons they've spent over $100,000 just on overtime. Housing authorities have had to dip into their reserves to cover these types of costs, and it's taken a toll.
Housing authority budgets are very lean.
Jack Cooper is the executive director of the Massachusetts Union of Public Housing Tenants. He says state-subsidized authorities have been especially hard hit because they aren't eligible for federal CARES Act funds.
What was required by the state and the federal government, which was deep cleaning and sanitizing, especially the state housing authorities, they couldn't afford that because they don't have that much excess budget.
Earlier this month, Cooper signed onto a letter sent to the state and federal legislatures requesting $15 million for local housing authorities. And last week, the governor filed a $1 billion supplemental budget bill that includes the requested aid, though it still needs legislative approval. Now, as Massachusetts businesses open up and residents start to leave their homes, public housing authorities are faced with the prospect of more community spread.
I understand, you know, people need to get back to work. But for us, if I could put a bubble around my elderly sites, I would. If I could just put a big bubble around them.
So far, the state's public housing authorities have been fortunate. But as the lockdown eases, they may need to be more vigilant than ever. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.